I'm Marcy Silman, and you're with The Record. More than 3 million Americans have a chronic form of hepatitis C. The disease is particularly common among baby boomers. Hep C can cause liver cancer, and it's the most common cause of liver transplants. So when a company that's developing a drug to treat Hep C gets bought out by a major drug company, it's a pretty big deal. Biotech writer Luke Timmerman joins us now. It's nice to have you back in the studio, Luke.
Great to be here.
Who bought out who or whom?
Merck, the pharmaceutical giant most people recognize, today agreed to pay about $3.9 billion to
B for billion to
acquire a company out of Boston called Idenix Pharmaceuticals. And they paid about three times as much as the company's stock was worth.
Oh, my gosh. Well, as I understand it, Idenix is working on three different hepatitis C treatments in the hopes that one of them strikes pay dirt. Is that how it works?
Sort of. A lot of people remember with HIV, what really controlled that viral infection were cocktail treatments. So viruses have a habit of developing resistance when a drug hits a certain mechanism in the virus. So the way to attack them is to come at them at several different angles.
And so these three would be working in tandem or maybe sequentially or something like that?
Right.
Will they be the first on the market in terms of targeting hepatitis C?
No. Actually, there's been a whole lot of competition in the pharmaceutical and biotech industry the last few years, and a couple treatments have gotten FDA approval in the last several years, including one just last year that has been very effective, getting cure rates of over 90%.
Wow. So why does Merck want Idenix?
Well, it's interesting because there are people in the industry who believe they can incrementally improve the treatment of hepatitis C through a shorter treatment duration. So the current treatment that Gilead Sciences has on the market takes about 3 months. They're working on combinations to bring that down to 2 months. Merck apparently believes that it can do even a little bit better and cure that disease very quickly.
So I'm assuming that Merck's might, and it's $3.9 billion, can maybe fast-track the development of these three drugs?
You would hope.
I assume that's the intent.
Yeah. Yeah. Merck has shown a tendency in the last few years under a new head of R&D to put a lot of chips, if you will, on certain disease categories like cancer and now hepatitis C.
Well, let's flip that equation around. That was the news today. But Luke Timmerman, biotech journalist, you went to Chicago recently with the world's best and brightest names in cancer research. It was the American Society of Clinical Oncology. I'm going to only say that once. ASCO, the ASCO national meeting, right?
That's right.
So explain what this event is.
So every year, the ASCO meeting is held to show off the latest developments in cancer treatment. So clinical trial results are presented on long, detailed PowerPoint slides to a whole bunch of doctors who are trying to figure out, should I use drug A or drug B, or in what order or what combination has the best effect against certain kinds of cancer.
How many people were at this conference?
About 30,000 come each year.
Wow.
And it's actually grown into more than just a medical meeting. So you've got the physicians there, but you've also got other interested stakeholders like the pharmaceutical companies, like investors and media types like myself.
So it's sort of like the Sundance of cancer treatment?
You could say so.
So the star, if you will, of the show this year, just to continue that analogy, was immunotherapy. What is it?
So this is an idea that's been around a long time as an alternative to the traditional chemotherapy, radiation, and targeted cancer drugs. This is the notion that you can stimulate the immune system, which normally fights off viruses and bacteria for us, turn that power toward tumors. And people have been trying various ideas for decades without a lot of success. It was last year at ASCO that immunotherapy really took center stage. There were drugs from companies like Merck and Roche, Bristol-Myers Squibb is another out there in front. And They're coming up with new variations on this theme. So one avenue that looks particularly promising are targeted antibody drugs that home in specifically on a cloaking mechanism that tumors use to disguise themselves from the immune system.
Okay, I'm getting it, I think.
If you pull back the cloak, right, the immune system can then attack the tumor. And that is what we're beginning to see now in actual well-controlled clinical trials.
And so they can make it's not a drug, is it?
Yes.
It's a drug. So they can make a drug that would go for a tumor in your lung as opposed to a tumor somewhere else? Or are these that specific for a type of tumor?
They are specific for a molecular marker on the tumor, not so much an organ like the lung or the pancreas, but we get deep into molecular terms.
Okay. So how do you track whether it's working or not?
That's one of the tricky questions that people are trying to figure out early in the game. But you do look at traditional things like tumor shrinkage and overall survival time is the gold standard measurement of a cancer drug. It takes time to get that.
I'm talking with the biotech writer Luke Timmerman about the latest in cancer treatment, and right now it's immunotherapy. You said that in past years this ASCO conference has focused on good things like safety and drug effectiveness, but there was a little bit of a shift in focus this year in addition to what they were studying.
That's right. On the first day of the conference, the organizers put together a lot of sessions on cost effectiveness. And traditionally, cancer physicians haven't paid too much attention to the cost. It's sort of been ingrained in their discipline to do whatever they can to extend life. But now with the Affordable Care Act and private insurers exerting a little more muscle, the doctors are hearing about the difficulty that's associated with the cost and beginning to ask themselves, is it worth it to spend, say, $100,000 on a drug that extends life by a month or two?
Interesting. Well, before I let you go, what did Seattle companies bring to the table this year?
There wasn't a whole lot of breaking news at this year's ASCO conference. Most of them do attend, at least for a couple of days, so that they can meet with pharmaceutical partners because they know people at Merck are at this meeting. They can meet with the physicians who are running their clinical trials, stay in touch, and hopefully lay the groundwork for big news at next year's ASCO.
Luke Timmerman covers biotech, and right now he's writing a book about Seattle-based biotech pioneer Leroy Hood. He co-invented the automated DNA sequencer, which I suppose when I read your book, I'll find out what that does. Luke, thank you so much for joining us.
Great to be here.
It's The Record from KUOW.